It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest numbers on coronavirus in Colorado show some 3,300 cases of COVID-19. 80 Coloradans have died from the virus. Homeless advocacy groups are suing the state over how COVID-19 housing. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
In their suit, the groups argue that because the governor has ordered everyone in Colorado to stay home as much as possible to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, the government must provide housing to those without it. Several cities are opening facilities for people with the virus who don't have stable housing. But the suit argues that what's being planned lags far beyond the need. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is one of the cities where people experiencing homelessness who come down with COVID-19 will soon have a new place to isolate themselves. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the city auditorium will be used to shelter up to 100 people.
The shelter will serve as a place for those with the new coronavirus to recover. Medical referrals from local hospitals will be required for admittance. Dr. Robin Johnson is with El Paso County Public Health. She says the location will not only help slow the spread of the disease, but also serve as a comforting place for those who are sick.
From a health perspective, we are really pleased to have this opportunity to facilitate some isolation that is consistent with what the rest of our residents have been asked to do.
Officials say the shelter came together over the past 2 weeks through the work of over a dozen local organizations and a $63,000 grant from the Pikes Peak Community Foundation. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Aurora is working with a private hotel to shelter people with coronavirus who have no place to go. COVID-19 has reached the Weld County Jail. The Greeley Tribune reports an inmate and four staffers at the jail have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Even more staffers had symptoms but have not been tested and are in isolation at home. The inmate has been incarcerated since 2018, so officials aren't sure whether he contracted the virus. Where he contracted the virus, possibly from another inmate or an employee. Colorado is increasing the penalty for disturbing a dead body. Under a new law signed by Governor Polis Wednesday, tampering with a corpse is now a Class 6 felony, the lowest level. The new law comes after a Western Slope mother and daughter were charged with